Welcome to Jess Williamson, the podcast where we build businesses for life. I am so glad you're here because I am on a mission to make you the wealthiest woman you know. And this starts the first part of my three-part series, Wealthy Woman Series. And I've made this to light that fire under your damn butt to go out there and claim all of the wealth that is already available to you and so much more. The thing is, when you go out there and claim major levels of wealth, it not only makes you wealthy and gives you choices in life, but it actually raises the collective community with you. It normalizes that more people, particularly more women, can go and create large levels of wealth. So this is not just your right as a woman to be incredibly wealthy, but it is a responsibility to rise together. So before we dive in, I want to encourage you to share this series with a friend who you want to rise together, become wealthy woman BFFs, so that they can claim their next level wealth too. All right, so this is going to be three parts over three different weeks. And I already know you did not come here to make enough just to get by. You are here for that wealthy woman energy and having more than enough so that you have choices in life, so that you can pay for your dream vacations with loved ones or take time out when you need to without the stress. Honestly, Jess 10 years ago would have never imagined I would be here right now recording this episode for you. Just last year, I surpassed my first $1 million as a personal brand. And that is literally getting paid for being me. It means so much more than a dollar or a figure. It's representative of me continuing to get out of my comfort zone time and time again, turning my biggest insecurities into my biggest superpowers. But here's the thing. All those years ago, I asked myself this one question. Why not me? Why can't I be that person? And by allowing myself to claim that wealth that I already knew I was capable of, it has done so much more than just allow me to not stress about bills. It's allowed me to build our dream home with my pink front door. It's allowed me to pay for a 3-month luxury vacation with my fiance, Chris, at the middle of last year, all around Europe, bucket list moments. It allowed me to take my parents on an all expenses surprise trip to Bali because honestly, making memories with them is so important. I know they won't be here forever. It also allowed my partner, Chris, to quit his job. He's always had a dream to do his art full-time ever since he was a kid in school, but he's never had the time to take it seriously until he quit. Luckily, the financial stability that my business provided allowed us to do that and not have to sacrifice anything. And the list could go on, but you deserve to have this too. There's no more, let's just make enough to get by, or like, I'm okay with settling for this so that I don't have to sacrifice. But it starts with the question of why not me? Because I'm going to help you get there. We're going to get there today. So let's dive straight in. Part one today, I am going to be breaking down the fastest way to your $1 million goals. And the biggest thing stopping you from getting there right now is that your prices are too low. 99% of the women that I work with or speak to are undercharging. And that's not an exaggeration either. But the reason why most people are undercharging is because you're assuming that it is easier to sell lower priced offers. But I actually think the opposite is true. So let's break it down. Let's do some real girl maths here. Like, I'm talking about real math. But what people think they need to sell to reach an 80K month, which is going to get you your $1 million, people often think, okay, if I have a $50 masterclass, I will sell 500 of them. And then I've got my $750 course. That sounds pretty decent. I just need 20 of those. And then you know what? I'm going to sell my $2,000 coaching offer. And I just need 20 of those as well. Now, let's do the math. That is 540 new sales in 1 month. That is a lot. That is a lot. It is not impossible, but it is going to require a large audience and a lot of hot leads. And what it does is it leaves you burnt out. It leaves you hustling to go viral, waiting years until you have a bigger audience to sell to. And while you continue to tell yourself, when I have more people in my audience, then I'll hit my money goals, you're actually just telling yourself it's okay to stay where I'm at. It's okay to stay stuck. It's okay to continue spinning my wheels, when the question you should be asking yourself is, what can I do with the audience that I have? So a completely different way to reach an $80,000 month is, let's say you have have clients on some sort of retainer. So you have $30,000 just already happening. And then you have one high ticket offer at $50,000. You need literally one sale, one person to say, yes, please. Now, here's the thing. Neither options or neither business models are wrong or right. But if you're choosing option one purely on the belief that it is easier to sell a low ticket, you're kidding yourself. It is not easier. Ultimately, people only buy if they see the value in something. And so it is actually just as hard to sell something for $50 as it is for $500,000. And this is a bit of a controversial opinion, right? It's easier to sign dream clients at $50,000 than it was to sell misaligned clients at $50. When I first started coaching 5 years ago, I charged $100. That's it. No extra zeros on the end, just $100. And I found it so damn hard to sell because I wasn't fully grounded in it. Now, I have people entering my world and paying in full $50,000 plus, and it feels like the easiest thing ever. Now, you might even be thinking, okay, Jess, it's fine for you because you are a coach, mentor, personal brand, but I'm a beautician, but I'm a musician, but I run a marketing agency. Guess what? I have worked with every single one of those as my incredible clients as well, and it works. Now, I wanted to break down 5 signs that you need to increase your price because you might be thinking, I don't know, should I increase my price? Maybe I'm already charging a high amount. How could I charge more? So I have 5 ways to know if you are ready for a price increase. Number 1, your prices are low for your industry. I want to know, what is happening here? Like, girl, we need to increase those prices ASAP because I'm not even going to explain why, right? And if you don't know where you sit in your industry, then do some research because that will put a lot of things into perspective. Number 2, maybe you have a wait list of people wanting to work with you. So maybe you're fully booked, you've done a great job building demand, but now you've got a wait list and you have no more capacity. I'm going to throw something at you right now that may just give you a whole new perspective on wait lists, because I see wait lists or being fully booked as an excuse to keep playing small. It's making our ego feel good. It gives us a dopamine hit. It makes us feel safe because it's proof that people want to work with us. It's basically a safety net so that if we lose clients, we know we have a whole line of people ready to take that spot. And while, yes, I understand sometimes it is a smart business decision, what I see is not a hugely in-demand business, but a bigger pricing and value issue. Because let's break it down. You have no time. Your income is capped and you feel stuck. Basically, if the demand is higher than the supply, i.e. your time, then it's a pricing issue. So if you do have a wait list right now, then this is your sign and you have to trust yourself that you can handle it when people tell you, sorry, you're too expensive. It doesn't mean your price is too high. It just means they are not ready for that level of investment or they don't see the value in it. But I promise you, someone will. Number 3, if your demand is exceeding your capacity. So this is similar to the wait list, but if you are so damn busy that you're working all hours of the day trying to fit as many clients or as much work in as you can so that you can try and increase your income by adding more time, then you need to shift your price. Now, if you're too busy now, your subconscious sees your business as a threat to your well-being because chances are you're not taking care of yourself to the fullest. You're not allowing yourself to take breaks or take a big extended holiday. And if you're truly burnt out or your mental health is suffering or you're stressed or you're not taking care of your health in the best way because you don't have time, you've got to work, then there is no way you are going to allow yourself to create more income and success because then you'll be more busy. And if you can't handle the level of busyness where you're at right now, you're going to be sabotaging your next levels of success. And again, the reason why we settle for it is because we believe that it is easier to sell lower price than it is to increase our price. And there is so much more that goes on beneath that. And I'm going to unpack that in part 2. So you believe you have to work hard in order to earn the income that you dream of. Then where do we go with this? The only way to increase your income is to increase your price when you're at this point. And if you already provide an incredibly valuable service to your audience, to your clients, then you can. Now, number 4 is maybe you've learned something new, you've grown, you've evolved, you've optimized your offering, you're providing more value, then you need to increase your price. Because when we look at value versus cost, if you're increasing the value but not increasing the price, it doesn't make sense. Your clients are not paying you for the number of hours they get from you or for the quantity of whatever it is that you offer, but they're paying you for the value of what they get from you, whether that's a transformation, the results that you create, the lessons that you give them, whatever it is that you provide. If you're increasing your value, then the actual value of your service or your offering needs to increase as well. Number five is you get to increase your prices because you want to. Duh. Like, you are the business owner. Maybe you forgot you're the boss. But if you already know you're the best at what you do, then it is time to increase those prices. And there's a lot of narratives out there saying you're not allowed to increase your price for whatever reason. And I'm going to say, who said? Who made these rules? Are the people with their own limiting beliefs that they want to project onto you because you said, I get to be a wealthy woman, yet they're over there still making those excuses as to why they don't have the level of wealth they want? No, I'm not going to listen to them because I'm here to claim that level of wealth for me, for the choices, for the impact that it allows me to make in this world. Because guess what? More money in the hands of good people allows you to do more good in the world. Whether it's for you, for other people, whatever it is, it allows you that choice. And like I shared at the beginning, the more you allow yourself to claim that wealth that you know you're capable of, it actually shows others what gets to be possible too. It normalizes it for other women to be wildly wealthy as well. So you can either do it for yourself and for those people who are ready to rise together, or you can remain staying stuck for all those people who want to tell you you're not allowed to because they are projecting their own limiting beliefs onto you. Now, here's the part with this that I love. If you choose option one, choose to rise for yourself and those others who are ready to rise with you, guess what? It allows those people who are maybe triggered by that or want to keep you playing small to bring up a mirror and ask themselves, why am I triggered by this? Why am I not allowing myself to? And either way, then it allows them to rise and grow too. So either way, it's win, win, win. It's not greedy. It's actually the most least greedy thing that you can do. And if you have the ability to, I actually see it as a responsibility for us to go out there and claim it. We live in an era where it is more accessible than ever. And so it's time to claim it because you already know you're the best at what you do. So we're going to increase those prices because that is not just going to get you to your $1 million goals quicker. It's not about that. It's not about a dollar figure in your bank account. It never has been. It's about the impact that you're here to make, and it's about what that represents for you. It's about the quality of life that you get to bring in. It's about shifting those mindset beliefs that are keeping you stuck in resentment. And while people come to me and say, okay, Jess, love it. I'm here for this wealthy woman energy, but I'm already charging the most in my industry. Who made you the lid on what you're able to achieve? Even if you are charging the most in your industry, which I can guarantee you, you are not, there is someone out there in the world charging more than you. I can promise you that. But let's think about it this way. Do you think that Beyonce cares that she is the most expensive? Could you imagine her sitting down with Destiny's Child like, oh, Kelly and Michelle only charge half what I charge, so I better calm the hell down. Beyonce doesn't care that she's the most expensive. She owns it and then adds tax. And by her going out there and claiming that, it allows everyone else to rise up with her. And the moral of the story is channel that boss energy next time you're out there doubting your prices or giving those sneaky discounts. Because what truly makes a leader is that they lead before anyone gives them permission to. You're not here to be the cheapest girl in town. You already know you're the best. You already know you're capable of creating that level of wealth. But it starts with that decision first. And I've helped so many of my incredible clients step into their high ticket, badass selves and own it as well. Tash, who owns a marketing agency, she was making around $100,000 a year. And she was like, this is amazing. I'm so proud of myself. And that is incredible, right? $100,000 in the year. She was working 2 to 3 days a week, getting to spend the rest of the time with her incredible daughter. That's the goal, right? That's amazing. But she came to me saying, you know what? I am so proud of myself. This is amazing. But I also know that I am ready for more and I am capable of more. Show me how. And in less than, I think it was about 6 months, she went from that 100K a year to recently just surpassing a $60,000 sales month. And she actually didn't have to sacrifice any of her personal time at all. She gets all of that incredible time still with her daughter. And the only way that she would have been able to do that in the past was by sacrificing those extra days if she didn't shift her pricing. I honestly could keep going with these examples. I have endless examples, but the reason why I'm sharing this is to show you that it does not matter what industry or what your starting point is. What it does start with is a decision that you're ready to claim it. And the saddest part for me is that all of these stories are just from my clients who actually had already made that decision. But I know there are so many other women still thinking that they have to settle because you've attributed earning more to more stress. You've attributed earning more to sacrificing time with loved ones. You've attributed earning more to being greedy. You've attributed earning more to whatever it is, the narrative that you've created. And probably there's a ton of subconscious narratives playing out behind the scenes that you're not even aware of. But now is the time. So I want to know, what decision are you making? And are you ready to claim that wealth? Because there is a lot more that goes behind this in terms of positioning, marketing, messaging, deep mindset shifts. And we are going to get to that, but it starts with a decision. And yes, I acknowledge that pricing is not the only way, but let me tell you, it is the quickest way. And even if you think you're not undercharging, I bet you are. So if you really want to deep dive and master this high ticket sales, high ticket offers, having those dream clients saying, where do I sign? Seeing your value. Then I decided I am going to open up my high ticket leader 2-week program and I am giving you 50% off. You get it for half price, which is literally 150 Australian dollars. And I can guarantee you, if you do that program, you are not just going to make that back, but you are going to 10x it, even if you just implement 1% of what I'm sharing in there. But inside of this program, I'm sharing how to actually create those high ticket offers, how to create demand for them, sell and market them, how to also create that steady stream of high income buyers as well, and how to not just charge high prices, because we're not just here to change the price and nothing else, but how to actually become that high ticket leader and that authority that is changing people's lives and getting paid top dollar to do it. It's deep purpose, deep impact, but also deeply rewarding as well. And I'm going to dive into all of the mindset shifts. So if you want to dive in, it is my 2-week program. I'm giving you all of it and it is 50% off. The links are in the show note. The code is in the show note. Make sure you grab that because it's for a limited time only. And I will see you in there. But stay tuned for next week as well, because part two, we are diving deeper into that self-sabotage, the one piece that is stopping you from actually claiming that level of wealth that you desire right now. And I'm going to give you some major light bulb moments. So stay tuned for that. And then part three, I'm going to be diving into how and when to increase your prices without losing clients. I'm going to be teaching you the tangible tools and tips that I share with my clients when they go through a massive growth phase and how to communicate that, as well as how to market it to actually gain more clients during those times, not less. So I cannot wait to share all this with you. I cannot wait for all the wealthy woman vibes. So come and send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to know your key light bulb moments. Share this with a friend so we can rise together, and I will see you on the next episode. I hope this episode has brought you so much inspiration, igniting that fire under your butt and giving you some clarity to go and implement into your business right now, because without implementation, there is no reward. So if you have loved this episode, thank you for hanging out with me today. And if you would like to go deeper, I am updating my free trainings all of the time. The link is in the show notes. And these are not your surface level free trainings. These are actual deep trainings that I share with my mastermind students. So if you would like to get some more guidance on your business, then click the link in the show notes and you can dive into some of my free trainings that I'm updating regularly. I'll see you on the next episode.